Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mark's Labor Day conference call with Edmonton Eskimos and Calgary Stampeders. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Ms. Claire Hutchinson. Please go ahead, Ms. Hutchinson.
Hi, everyone. This is Claire from the League Office. Welcome to the second of our Week 12 Mark's Labor Day weekend preview conference calls with Calgary Stampeders and Edmonton. On the line today, we have Duke Williams, J.C. Sherritt, Kamar Jordan, and Jamar Wall. We'll jump straight into Q&A today, so let's kick things off with the first question. Michael, if you can open the lines.
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before dialing your selection. If you have a question, you can register by dialing star 1 on your telephone keypad, and you can cancel your question if you wish by dialing the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. And the first question is from Terry Jones at Edmonton Sun. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
This is for Kamar Jordan. We've got a situation here where that big game you had last week has put you into between Duke and Darryl in the fabulous race we got here for yardage and receptions. And all of a sudden, bang, you're playing in the same game as those two, two games of those two. Can you just describe what it's like to be in the mix like that with at this time?
Yeah, it definitely feels good to kind of get up there at the top. But at the end of the day, I just want to be able to just produce for the team and be dependable when they go for me and a guy like that. I feel like me and Bo kind of been on the same page so far this year. And we just hope to continue that. It's definitely big. I've never kind of been in a situation playing in a game with the top receiver and stuff like that. So, I mean, I guess to give it a little added initiative, but at the end of the day, we just want to win the game. And as long as I'm able to contribute to the team and put some points on the board and stuff like that, then that's all I'm going to be focused on.
As a follow to that, you've got Duke, who's a flamboyant booster juice crawling receiver that has a lot of fun out there. The new celebration drill. On the other hand, you got Darryl, who is more of a hand the ball to the referee, been there, act like you've been there before sort of thing guy. How would you describe the way you are in terms of celebrations?
I don't know, man. I don't know if you've been watching, but every time I'm in the end zone, I'll let it be known. I like to dance, enjoy it, man. At the end of the day, I'm happy to be here. I'm blessed to be playing football, to be playing at a high level, to be playing in the CFL, stuff like that. And every time I'm in the end zone, I'm showing it. It's not nothing like I'm trying to brag or throw it in the face of the defender. I'm genuinely just excited to be scoring touchdowns and to be here. So, I mean, I like to celebrate when I get in the end zone, celebrate my teammates and stuff like that. But it's nothing like to rub it into the defender's face.
Thank you. The next question is from Chris O'Leary at CFL.ca. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hey, guys. Question, I guess, is for the two defensive players, JC and Jamar. You guys have been in the league pretty much the same amount of time. Maybe for JC, what do you think makes this series of games special now that you've done, I think, about 10 of them?
This is JC. I'll go first. I think probably, I mean, we just know it's going to have an impact, a big impact on the Western Final, eventually the Grey Cup. It's been like that every year for me except one. It's had a huge impact on the playoffs, on who's going to host, who's going to have home field. And you just know how important these two games are this week.
And tomorrow,
I like the back that as well. Yeah, I like the back that as well is, it puts you in a place, you know, that kind of, like JC said, about the home field advantage and things of that sort. And so I feel like that's really why you really want to get such. Well, that's always a good game because we know how important the game is for us. Being that we're both in the West and they can place us either home field or not for the playoffs. So I think that's why it's always so much energy around the game.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question at this time. And the next question is from Mark Steven at CHQR Radio in Calgary. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, good afternoon. This is for Duke Williams. Much like Kamar, you've kind of had a breakout year here. What's been the key for you to, you know, get a breakout season on your belt? Because you're obviously having a fabulous first half of the season, as is Kamar. What's been the key for you?
Oh, man, just really staying focused and just grinding in the off season, you know. And like I was saying to a couple of other reporters last year, you know, I was benched, you know, due to business decisions. So it was already on my chest that I was coming in to this year with a chip on my shoulder, you know. And my plan was to have my foot on their necks and just make everybody feel me and let my presence be known every time I play the game, you know, never take it for granted. So that played a big part in me having a good season so far. And I feel like it's only going to get better from here. You know, I'm just trying to get better after every practice, you know, by watching film and just seeing what I can do better, you know, than I did before. So that's all I really just been working on, you know, just grinding, just loving the game and just having fun with it.
So just to follow up here, just the case that you realize what it took to get to the top and stay on the top, and that's just the experience and maturity as a player coming out of college.
Yeah, very, very. You know, I was at the top before in college. You know, now I was knocked down to the bottom. So, you know, I had to climb my way back to where I'm at now, and that humbled me. You know, that made me into a man I am today. And I feel like, yeah, I needed that to really just show me who I was as a person and if I'm really built for it or not. And that taught me a lot. It was a lot of lessons learned, and it made me humble myself and really not take anything for granted anymore. So now that I'm where I'm at, I'm just going to, you know, succeed from here and get better as a person on the field and off the field.
Thank you.
You got it, boss.
Thank you. There are no further questions at the moment. Ms. Hutchinson?
All right, everyone. These guys were nice enough to call in, so I'll just ask for one more round of questions, and then if there are none, we'll let them get back to practice.
Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question at this time. And the next question is from Terry Jones at Edmonton Sun. Please go ahead.
Yes, a question for both JC and Jamar Wall. I'd like both of you to take turns talking about what it's like to go against the quarterback in the offense you're going to be facing in these two games. And in JC's case, maybe a little bit about your relationship with Mike and, you know, how you would characterize his qualities and hunger going into a game like this. And we'll start with you, JC, I guess.
You said my relationship with Mike Riley?
Yep. JC.
Well, I'll just start with Calgary's offense. I mean, it's a well-disciplined, talented team across the board. You know, they're not dependent on one player. We can't focus on one player because they have enough people. They have enough weapons to beat you a multitude of ways, and that means that you got to play true team defense. You just have to play sound football against Calgary. That's the best way to put it, and I'll leave it at that. As far as Mike Riley is concerned, I don't think I've ever seen his demeanor change, whether it's a Grey Cup or it's a preseason game. He's a true competitor. So if you're a true competitor, you're not gonna let a rivalry game or what have you change your outlook or your preparation.
Hey, Jamal.
We all know who Mike Riley and those guys are. You know, Riley's a great quarterback. He's durable. You know, he's tough, and he's a great passer, man. I mean, they have a great group of receivers over there with a good running game. With us, we got to try to make them one-dimensional. You know, that's what you do. You know, when you have a two-headed monster, you have to try to cut one of them off. And so we just got to come in ready to go because we know what type of game this is. We know that Riley has trust in his receivers. You'll think the guy's covering, he throws it up to him because he has faith in him. When you got a confident guy like that, you know, it makes it tough. It makes you have to really key in and be ready because literally any guy can get the ball and Mike will have trust in any one of them to catch it. So we have to be prepared. It's nothing we haven't done week in and week out, but we just paying more attention to the fine details things and finishing plays.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Chris O'Leary at CFL.ca. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Duke, I feel like the recent rule change was largely motivated by you. You kind of have a blank canvas now in terms of celebrations. Do you think more in terms of, with this being a big game, do you think about something bigger in terms of celebrations if you do get to the end zone? Are you planning things specific for Calgary?
No, I'm not really planning anything specific. You know, I'm just ready to play, honestly. You know, it's a big game. And, you know, a lot of emotions going to be flying. So, you know, we're going to have fun in the end zone. It's a party in the end zone everywhere we play at. So that's just how we come in as a team and, you know, as a group on offense. You know, we're just trying to have fun like Kamar said. You know, it's not nothing to rub it in nobody's face. We're just trying to have fun in the end zone because nobody see what we do in practice. Nobody's, like, just watching us practice all the time and the hard work we put in practice. So the game's supposed to be fun. So, you know, whenever I score, I just let all my emotions out and just come with stuff off the top of the head and really just, you know, try to get the fans into it as well. And that's all it is. It's entertainment and just having fun with it. You know, once you stop having fun with it, then you start questioning yourself and start questioning if you even want to play ball anymore. So, you know, it's all fun and games at the end of the day.
I know Calgary has a horse on the sideline. Is the horse out of the question for you? Would that be over the line to try and incorporate the horse into a celebration?
Yeah, that's out the line. I don't know how to ride a horse. I don't think that horse gonna let me get on. I'm gonna be in that green and gold.
I guess for the Calgary guys, if a player went near the horse, is that over the line?
Hey, do what you do. We got to prevent them from getting there, I guess, right? Anything's available nowadays to do what you want to do in a celebration. So if we don't want to see it, then we got to keep them out the end zone, you know. So it is what it is, but. I mean, if you want to go toward the horse, go for it. That's a big animal now.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. There are no further questions, Ms. Hutchinson. I would like to turn the conference back over to you now.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. We'll let these guys get back to work. An audio recording will be available later on press.cfl.ca. These two teams face off on Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern in Calgary. Thanks again, and enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, your conference is now ended. All callers are asked to hang up their lines at this time, and thank you for joining today's call.